Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome back, networkers, to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me is my co-host, the networking guru, my retired business partner.
I'm glad you remembered that part.
And my mom, Debbie Peters. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Craig. You know, people are coming up to me all the time because I think I finally reinforced that message so much. They're like, well, what do you do all day? I'm like, I don't know. I just sit on the couch and eat bonbons and the day goes by, you know?
Yeah, right. You go out to networking mixers. You have one-to-ones with people.
Well, this morning, I did yoga this morning. Now I've implemented yoga into my world. Yeah, every Friday morning. And then when I got home, I went out in the garden and my garden is just like going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you had a lot of rain down there?
We've had some. I'm having to water. In fact, I'm watering right now.
Oh, okay.
I might have to leave in the middle of this one and go move the sprinkler if that's okay.
Priorities, after all.
Yeah. But I was out this morning digging onions. My onions are ready to dig.
Really?
Yeah. So not all of them, but I've got a great big piece of paper in the garage with my onions there drying. So hopefully they'll dry all nice and then be able to store them.
Yeah. But, well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
I think our tomatoes have tomatoes on them and that's about it.
Okay. I've been getting not a lot, not a huge amount, but I probably have 10 or 12 tomatoes on my counter and we've been eating them right along. And, but there's a lot out there that will come yet.
Yeah, of course. Well, and for us, we always seem to get them like, you know, September, early October.
Yeah. You don't have any light.
So we're talking this week about group participation, networking groups, and sort of our take on some of the mistakes we've seen and some of the tips that we have that people can get more benefit from them. And I know that, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about this. With all the years that we have gone to networking events and been part of networking groups, we've seen people make some real doozies. So what's one of the kind of the big ones that come out to that speak to you right now?
Well, the first one is the member that joins and then a year later, they don't rejoin because they didn't get anything. Uh-huh. And
are you thinking of someone? Now we will change the names or leave out names of anybody that we have seen do this. So it's not you. Trust me.
the name shall remain anonymous. So the innocent can be okay. But I'm a member. I actually chair the membership committee for the Maumee Chamber. And one of the things that we do on a monthly basis is that we call new members to welcome them. And we call 6-month members to see how things are going. And if there's anything that we need to explain or, you know, help them. And then we actually call, they're probably about 11 month members or maybe even 12 month members. So they're ready to renew. And, you know, we're, you know, telling them about all that's coming up and we don't want to miss you and all that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't talk to this person, but one of our other membership committee members did. And this person said that he wasn't joining because he didn't get anything out of it. And so she started to ask him about, well, are you aware of all like the, you know, ribbon cuttings and the coffee connection and the lunches? And every time she asked about something, the person said, well, no, I'm not going to the lunches because I don't like talking to people, or, you know, I can't go to the coffees because it's too early in the morning, or the ribbon cuttings, they're about everybody else. They're not about me. So this person, first of all, had a bad attitude, which was all about them. Mm-hmm. But the second thing was they didn't realize that you need to do something more than just write a check in order to gain benefit from your group membership, whether it's a chamber, whether it's your association, whether it's BNI, you know, whatever it is, you have to be active You have to attend.
You actually have to show up. Oh my gosh, yes. And it's funny that you related this story because back when I was an ambassador for the chamber, we would do the same things. Whoever we welcomed in, we would then follow up on periodically through the year. And I was following up with this person, and she had a company that provided, I think it was point of sale software for restaurants. I think I'm not quite clear, but I knew it was something to do with restaurants and technology for them. And so I called her up not long before her year anniversary, and she said, "Well, no, I don't think I'm going to join. I don't think I'm going to renew." I said, "Really? Well, I guess I can understand. Sometimes, it's not quite a good fit, but I know that there are restaurants that are members. So which of the events are you going to?" "Oh, I don't have time for that."
Then you're right. It's probably not
Probably not a good
a
fit for you. Exactly.
good fit.
So yeah, I mean, I think, and that's something I would tell anybody is if you are going to be, if you're going to put your name on the roster, you have to show up for the meetings. The name on the roster is, we joke about it, it's your license to fish. It's not a, I know that there are people who join the chamber and expect to have, the chamber sending them business right away just because they're signed up. And that's just not how it works.
What it does is it gives you commonality with, the other 20 members, the other 300 members, the other 50 members, whatever it is. You now have a commonality, that one thing, maybe only the only thing that you have in common, but it's a starting point.
Okay, so what we're saying is the mistake is not showing up, and our tip is show up. Okay, so now I mean, sometimes it's not the person's fault when they've already signed up, and then they just aren't showing up. And a lot of times, it's because they've picked the wrong group, and there could be a variety of reasons for that. And, it might be that the people they need to meet aren't even in the group. So that's not right for them. But or you and I were talking about the situation where literally maybe it's because of a location or timing or whatever, they just it's impossible for them to make it. And that's a mistake that people make.
As a matter of fact, before you even, sign the check, you could go onto the group's website. Hopefully they have a website or maybe a Facebook page. That hopefully will show the schedule of events maybe in the next at least couple months, but maybe if they have a whole year up there, that's great. Because then you can look at, first of all, how many events do they have in person? So many associations are, they don't have any meetings. They're an association, but they don't have any meetings. And so there's no way for you to connect with your fellow association members. And then look at your schedule, and I can give you an example. Recently, or this month, whenever it was, I had a woman who was a guest at the Mommy Chamber lunch of mine. She is someone that works full time for another big corporation, but has started her own business in the last 2 years, and it's starting to grow. So she's looking at, how she can grow it faster because she would like it to be big enough so she can leave the big company. And I took her to lunch just to get, she had, as with and many corporate people who have worked in the corporate world, they're not aware of the networking opportunities or how they even work. So as an educational piece, I took her to the chamber so she could see how it works. So at the end of the lunch, she said, "I'm in. I'm going to join." I'm like, "Really?" I said, "I thought this wouldn't work because of you working full time." She said, "Well, I looked at the schedule and I only work 4 days a week. I work, four 10-hour days and they start pretty early. So I have Fridays off and there's a lot of after-hour events or, business, whatever. You have those on some Fridays. I can go to the after hours because I get out of work at 4." And she said, "In fact, I'm going to go to the new member one that's going to be coming up real soon. And, maybe I'll be a new member then." So she looked at her schedule pretty, I'm sure she didn't do a deep dive, but in her mind, she was aware that she could at least go to some stuff, not all the stuff yet, but she knew that she could participate, contribute, and gain benefit.
And that, I think that's the big thing right there is that you need to do your research. That'd be my tip as far as this goes. You have to, if you're considering a group, you need to look at all aspects of the group. Are the people you want to meet actually going to the meetings and showing up? I mean, because with chambers, there are often businesses that they are members, but they're there for some other reason because of member benefits of some kind, and they don't actually show up for those meetings. So you
Right.
better make sure that that's, if that's the reason you're there, that they do show up. You better make sure that the schedule meets yours, the frequency. I know many BNI groups, Business Network International, they meet weekly, and
All of them do, Greg.
all of them, sorry. Well, I guess I should say referral passing groups,
Yes.
which includes BNI, meet fairly frequently. I mean, most of them meet every single week, and they meet at a particular time. So you better make sure that that time and is available every single week. It is a commitment that you're making. How much is it going to cost? Is that going to fit into your budget? I mean, all those things you need to know before you go in, before you sign your name on the line.
I agree.
Unless I miss something. And then I think one of the things that people have a problem with, I've talked with people in the past, and you probably have too, where they're like, oh, I have used, what am I trying to say? I have no time. I'm a part of this group and this group, and I'm on this board and this board, and it's like, I remember talking with one of my friends, and she was telling me all the different groups that she was a part of, including leadership in some of those groups. And I was like, okay, you've gone past one hand. That's too many. I mean, have you seen this?
Oh, all the time. This is years ago, and I think I've mentioned this on one of our other podcasts, but of course it's so long ago I can't remember. I had a young woman in one of my classes that was a member of seven chamber.
Seven.
And my question to her was, are you seeing diminishing returns on each one? Because you're not able to show up for all their events, because I'm sure they're, duplicating times and so, yeah, and we talk about that in our class. Take a look at your schedule and take a look at take a look at your budget, both your time budget and your financial budget. And if we recommend at the most three groups, and if you can't do three well, do two. And if you can't do two well, do one. Like the lady that I was talking about who is still employed, she's going to do one really well. And then she'll be able to gain, some traction. And then perhaps when her business grows to the point where she doesn't have to have the corporate job anymore, she can look at a second one or a third one even.
Yeah.
But
Well, and we were talking about too that, signing up is one thing. Showing up, actually attending the events is important, and sort of a minimum, if you will, of what you can if get anything out of a group. You have to at least show up for it. But if you want to take it to the next level, if you really want to do it well, as it were, you've got to volunteer. You've got to go beyond just showing up.
Yeah. And I can think of a couple of people. I only do the chamber anymore, so everyone's going to get bored with me talking about the chamber because I don't have any other stories.
I don't think Kristen minds you talking about them all chamber. Kristen Meyer, of
But
course, being the executive director.
yeah, I think about a couple of people that are they volunteer because they're coming to the lunch anyway. So you can kind of expand your presence and bring back more benefit by having more people be aware of you and know you. So sitting, I know at least four people that like fight over sitting at the registration table to check people in, because heck, you get to talk to everyone that way.
Oh,
And
sure.
you have a license to talk to everyone. So if you're a little shy, then other people have to start the conversation like, my name is check me in. And then the other person that I think of is Robbie Franks, and Robbie, you've met him. Just a great guy, and he already has a persona about him because he wears a bow tie all the time, and he's just always has a big smile. But at the chamber lunches, we sell 50-50 raffle tickets, and so he walks around with a great big strip of raffle tickets around his neck. He's not selling them. He's just like the walking sandwich board. But instead of the sandwich board, all he has is tickets. And I mean, and he will go buy tickets for you if you, like, because I was entertaining my guest. I'm like, Robbie, are you selling tickets? He's like, no, but give me your money and I'll go buy them for you and I'll bring them back. So, think about that. No one would ever write down sandwich board for the lunches for raffle tickets, but create your own volunteer opportunity.
Sure. Well, and that, goes back to some of the stuff we talk about being comfortable at events, pretending you're the host,
Yeah.
But I think we can also go beyond that. You talk about, all right, you are going to be there anyway, so see if you can find a role that you, but you can step it up even further, that you can get into leadership, you can get into committees, you can do all those things which make your influence and your visibility much more significant.
Yeah, one of my members on my membership committee, Sean. Oh my God, I'm going to be in trouble now. This is so funny because one time in front of the whole chamber of lunch, I did an exercise without knowing who I was going to do it with in advance on finding your why. And Sean, they volunteered. Sean volunteered, only I proceeded to call him Scott the whole time. Sean Sanders is one of my members of my membership committee. He was required to make 100 cold calls a week for the job that he was in. He has since left that job, thank God, because he's a relationship person. But we would have, every month we'd probably have between our new members and 6 month members and year members, and then we were sometimes calling 2 year and members that have a new contact, so we always have a ton of people to call. Sean was jumping in because it was another number for him to call. Plus, it connected him with a member, and he could have a conversation. And so, it really worked out great for him.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Are there any final tips that we have, things that the average networker just needs to know about being successful in a group?
Oh, there's probably 100 more, but I think that's enough for now because we don't
Enough for
want to
now.
overwhelm
Okay.
people.
So what we came up with was that you have to be active. It's not enough to put your name on the list. We have to make sure you're picking the right group. Do your research before you sign on the line. Make sure that you aren't a member of too many groups. That's a big mistake that we see a lot of networkers make. They think that by spreading themselves further, they're getting more benefit, and they really aren't. And then, of course, if they want to take it to the next level, make sure that they volunteer. So, does that all sound good, Mom?
Sounds good, Greg.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it, please comment on our Facebook pages. The information is in the episode notes. We would love to hear about your experiences with groups and networking groups that you might belong to. And if you'd like to hear more, please do subscribe. Until next time, go out and make some great connections. Take care, Mom.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about having us present at your next event, go to thereluctantnetworker.com.